This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about the River Raisin Ragtime Review and the big event that's going to be coming up, the Ragtime Extravaganza, the 12th annual. And it's really something that is going to be held here, right here in Adrian. And so happy to have on the program with me the Executive Director, William Pemberton. And William, welcome back into the program once again.
Oh, Dale, thanks for having me again. And again, huge shout out to WLEN for all you do helping us promote this type of event. You know, we've done this 12 years now, but this is only our third year being here in Adrian. And since the beginning, WLEN has been a major media partner for getting the word out, and we've seen this event grow exponentially each year. This year, we're going to have thousands of people come out and enjoy a day of great fun, music, art, fireworks, yeah.
Well, for those that may not be familiar with the River Raisin Ragtime Review, tell us a little bit about it, William.
Oh, certainly. River Raisin Ragtime Review. That's a mouthful, so we just say R4. R4 has been together since 2002, 22 years of playing America's original style of popular music, ragtime. And our musicians, our professional musicians who come from all over, come together and play this great music. And for the last few years, we've partnered with Planewave Instruments on the Planewave campus there, where the Adrian Center for the Arts, the Sam Buford Woodworking Institute, and Planewave are, to bring programming here right in Adrian. And we're so happy to be out there. This is a signature event for us. So we highlight the evening with a show that goes right into the fireworks over this coming 4th of July weekend, Saturday night. But we bring in entertainment from all the way from New York. We highlight community events like the Adrian City Band and the popular Los Hermanos. You know, we have a children's magician coming from Detroit, face painting, chalk art, you know, the whole, it's just a great free community event.
Well, that's the one thing. And this is going to be Saturday, July 6th. And it'll be starting at what time then, William?
Well, events start at 2 o'clock and they go all the way till dark with the fireworks finale. A couple big differences this year, though, Dale, that I think our patrons are really going to like. You know, it's almost a 60-acre campus out there at Planewave Instruments at the north entrance to Adrian.
Yes.
Right off Main Street. And so we're going to have parking on site. You're going to enter off Curtis Road, that north entrance to the Planewave campus, and there'll be parking right there on the grass. It'll be clearly marked, nice and easy. That eliminates a shuttle service that we had, which was fine, but I think this will just be easy. Easier for everyone.
That's right, yeah. Plus, you're going to be right next to the Adrian Center for the Arts for the majority of the performances too, correct?
That is exactly right. We have a huge 40-foot by 100-foot tent with a stage there right in the grass next to the Adrian Center for the Arts. They're going to have artists exhibiting and selling their fine art. The Art Center will be open, of course, for touring. It's great to have that partnership, and thank you to the Adrian Center Arts for letting us use their lawn.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. But this is really, I mean, it's kind of like learn by doing because, like you said, you had the parking across the street, but having it now on the actual grounds itself and then being located where you're going to be with all the staging and everything. So, I mean, you learn by doing and you get things a little bit better, you know, year by year. And it's a learn by doing process, right, William?
Yeah, getting better really should be the goal, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
And I think, yeah, we're trying to make it easier for everyone. And speaking of getting better, I mean, we have also increased our food vendors greatly. We've always had good food since the beginning, but we've had a request for even more. So the Grasshopper Restaurant returns with their Mexican fare. We have Mrs. C's gourmet cheese sandwiches returning. And we've added barbecue from McCoy's Outlaw Barbecue. We have smash burgers from Roland Fresh Gourmet. We have Mary's Gourmet Elephant Ears. We've got beer from Four Keys Craft Brewery there in Blissfield. We're happy to have them there this year.
Sure.
There'll be wine pours. Just a really good mix of things for folks that want to hear the music over dinner time. Yeah, they'll be covered.
All right. Good deal. You know, know, mention some of the other things that you'll be having during the actual time between 2 and actual and when the fireworks starting. I mean, you got a lot of things that are scheduled to have.
Yeah, there's fun for everyone. I'm really proud of what's come together, and I'm also happy that we're able to feature both some local, regional, and national talent at this free festival. Again, I want to stress, this doesn't cost anything, Dale. It's being sponsored by a lot of incredibly great local businesses and organizations that are coming together to give this as a gift to the community. You really should come out and take advantage of it. So yeah, we have at the doors open at 2:00. At 2:30, the Adrian City Band plays. They'll play a great, you know, 4th of July style, you know, summer concert. At 3:30, there's a 30-minute Planewave instrument tour. You know, their facility is amazing. You're going to see the state-of-the-art telescopes that they're shipping around the world. At 4:00, for an hour and a half, the local Tejano group Los Hermanos, they have a huge following.
They sure do.
Bring your dancing shoes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the whole crowd is up dancing for Los Hermanos. There's a more extended tour where you get to see, you know, not only the Planewave instruments manufacturing, but also the Haviland Hall that we're working on restoring. You'll be able to see that. That happens at 5:30 to 7. That's a 90-minute tour. From 6 to 7, this is a lot to say, Dale. From 6 to 7, we have a Detroit comedian who's got a children's comedy magic show. He's Gordon the Magician. You're going to love him. And then coming from New York at 7:30, we have Miss Mabel and Charlie Judkins. And I know that's not a name that most people in Adrian know, but this is a young duo. And if you're old like me, you can remember Minnie Pearl with the grand old opera,
yes.
Her quaintness. And, well, Miss Mabel kind of dresses in the quaint period clothes. She has an incredible voice. Charlie Judkins is a terrific early jazz pianist, and they've been playing with quite regularity the Blue Note in New York.
Oh,
lately.
Okay.
And they also just did a little tour of Europe, and they're going to come here to Adrian and play their own set at 7:30. And then they'll sit in on a couple numbers with our 13-piece ragtime orchestra when we play at 9:00, too. When we play, we'll play live music to accompany a cakewalk. That's going to be around 9:15, where we'll give away a couple cakes as prizes. You get your chance to strut your stuff instead of in front of a live orchestra. And then, of course, that leads into the fireworks. And if you haven't ever seen the fireworks with the live music, you know, we play the Stars and Stripes and they begin to go off in that last chorus.
Yeah.
It's just, it gives you goose pimples.
Yeah, it sure does. And those goosebumps are, you know, they're already starting on me, William.
All right.
One thing that I wanted to mention, too, that you are going to be having a raffle drawing, and that's a variable, considerable prize that you're going to be offering, a $500 prize. And the state license number is R74871. And how do they get involved with that?
Well, you can get involved with that right at the event. There'll be $5 tickets there. Thank you to Tecumseh Irish Hills Collision. They're providing that $500 cash prize.
Wow.
This gives us a chance to pay for some of this extravagant extravaganza.
Yeah.
And so you can sign up there. You don't need to be present to win. We've already been selling the tickets ahead of time. If someone wants to buy tickets ahead of time, they can email info@r4ragtime.org, and they can put you in touch with one of our board members who are selling the $5 tickets ahead of time. Your chances are much better than the lotto, I promise. And yeah, wouldn't it be nice to take home $500 that night?
Absolutely, absolutely. You have such a great lineup and something for the entire family. I see that you're also going to have an instrument petting zoo. That's quite interesting.
Yeah, you have to really look out for tubas. I hear they're pretty wild. But this has been a big hit the last 2 years. We'll have someone from the Adrian Public Schools Orchestra Department there. They'll have some instruments on hand that the kids can try. Very, very popular. Lots of kids' stuff. We're really trying to make this a free family event. So someone is there doing face painting, but there's chalk art there. There's cornhole. There's a bounce house that'll be there for the kids.
Nice.
Just a chance to get outside. And you'll hear the music all over campus. We have great sound provided by Adam Aggie and Above Pete's Garage, the great nonprofit song mentoring program here in Adrian.
Yes.
So you'll be able, you'll probably be able to hear it over at the LISD. But it's great, crisp, clear sound, and it's just a good way to spend a holiday weekend.
Absolutely. You know, and being that the July 4th is on Thursday, this is a great way to extend the holiday for sure, to be able to attend this on Saturday, July 6th from 2 until dark, and when the fireworks start off, about 10 o'clock, about that time as well. And, you know, the thing is that this is such a neat thing to be able, as you mentioned, William, to bring the entire family to. You don't have to find a babysitter or something like that. You'll have something that the kids can really run some of that energy off, especially with the bounce houses, and being able to participate in some of the other activities that you have there too. And of course, a lot of great things just for the adults to be able to come, along with the great music that you're going to be providing as well, William.
Thank you, Dahlia. Most definitely. I do want to let everybody know the weather is going to be perfect, but if if something should happen, we are covered. We have, again, a covered 40 by 100 foot tent and stage area. So the show goes on, no matter what. And, of course, you can go to the Adrian Center for the Arts while you're there, too, inside, see that wonderful gallery and the work goes on there, the different studios. So, yeah, come on out, rain or shine.
Absolutely. This is going to be great. And, again, this is going to be at the Plainwave campus.
At the Plainwave campus. The address for the Plainwave campus is actually 1375 North Main Street here in Adrian. But I want to remind people that the entrance is going to be off Curtis Road. That's that little road that runs right off of Main Street there on the north side, right where the Welcome to Adrian sign is on the north side of town.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Curtis Road is. You're going to take Curtis Road, and you'll see the entry there for the campus. We'll have people assisting with parking there. If you need some help, if you have some mobility issues, we have rented a little go-kart that has fold-down seats in the back to be able to pick up wheelchairs and get people. It's not a very far walk to the event at all, but we can help with that as well.
Good point, and I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because I know there would be a lot of people that would like to come to this and that might have the mobility issue. So that's good to be able to know that provisions have been our plan for that.
Most definitely. We want to be accessible.
That's right. And, you know, the thing is like you mentioned with the let me see here, Miss Maybell and Charlie Judkins coming from New York to be here. I think it says a lot for not only for the Ragtime, the River Raisin Ragtime Review, but also with you, with the group itself, you have played all over the place, too. I mean, you know, the thing that awes me, William, is the fact that you played at Greenfield Village, and I think that is so awesome.
Well, yeah, we play there every year since our inception. We've done a lot of musical programs for them, including the music for their big Titanic exhibit that was there on the 100th anniversary of the sinking of that ship. We provided all that music. We've been fortunate enough to work with multiple Grammy winners, to record with a MacArthur Genius winner. A Pulitzer Prize-winning composer has written the River Raisin Rag for our orchestra. And so, yeah, we, you know, to have this these young performers like Miss Mabel and Charlie Judkins coming from New York and saying, we've been following you for years, ever since we got into this music, and we're so excited to come and play here in Adrian alongside us. We've actually done a couple of arrangements that have never been performed before that they're going to join our orchestra with. So
nice.
It's fun to have folks of that quality want to be with us, and it's fun to bring them to Adrian.
And there's no reason to say there's nothing going on that weekend.
Not at all.
Yes, exactly. July 6th, 2 p.m. until dark at the Plainwave campus here in Adrian. It is going to be the 12th annual Ragtime Extravaganza. And William, I can't wait.
Oh, me too. It's almost here.
Yeah, it sure is.
I'm feeling good, though, Dale. Thanks for your help getting the word out.
Well, thanks for being on the program, and thanks for all that you do with the group as well. You do some amazing things, and also, you know, what you're doing at the Plain Wave campus, too. So thank you so much.
All right. Look forward to being here again in the future.
I look forward to it as well. My guest has been William Pemberton, the executive director of the River Raisin Ragtime Review. I'm Dale Gartner, and this has been Community Conversation. We'll talk again soon.